Thank you to Leslie and her pips, and what a wonderful job they do every morning. I'm going to get my little transponder there set up right behind me so I don't swing around and knock it off. This also reminds me that I can't get up. I can't move. I got to just sit here, which is hard for me a lot of times to sit, especially when I go. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to Isaiah 43. We are going to get into what the Word of God says. And my mother actually reminded me of this scripture this week and how this is just a time that's passing by us right now, and to not lose faith in that and to always stay right on track with exactly where you're supposed to be in God's will and how you're supposed to be in your walk. You know, we've taken this time to be honest with you. Today I'm going to talk to you about how God is our rock and how that rock is unshakable. And we know that all of the ground is sinking sand. We know that we put our hope, our faith in Jesus Christ, and that's where it needs to be. And these are uncertain times right now because it's a little different for us. We've never not been able to just come to church and meet. And trust me, I've heard every scenario possible. And of course, you want to do what's best for your church family, and it's been a tough boat. It has been. And I've seen it in the deacons, and I've seen it in myself too, and I've seen it in the members, and that this is just a temporary thing that we're in, and hopefully this will be past us soon, where we'll be able to come together within our church walls and be able to worship our Lord and Savior just as we did before. And yes, I am a little passionate about it, and yes, it upsets me a little bit. It's different. And I don't like that because, remember, I just started the church in January and I got railroaded as far as I was concerned, and I got knocked off the tracks and I had to lay on my side, and I'm like, what? So now I'm pushing it back up, though. Now we're getting back on the tracks is what we're doing. That's what I see each and every member doing, too, to always know. I saw something so funny this week. My mother loved Elvis, still does. She used to sing it all the time when we were little. I remember her talking. She went to go see him in concert with Mamaw. Remember that? Big thing, you know, Elvis. And at the end of every show, so these ladies were so crazy about Elvis, and I don't know, there might be some more Elvis fans. Miss Kay, were you an Elvis fan? A little bit. Miss Theresa? Bit okay. So mama just loved this guy. She thought he hung the moon and just loved the hip shake. I think she loved everything about him, loved his voice. So she would say at the end of every concert, you would hear, Elvis has left the building. I remember this, and it was, yeah, go dark. Elvis has left the building. So the people would not try to charge to try to get to him. Guys, I'm going to use it for us too. The church has left the building. That's where we're at in today's worship. The church has left the building. I've used the acronym before. We're deployed, but that's the same thing. The church has left the building. Think about that. The church has left the building. What is God calling you to do today? What is God telling you? Interesting project this week. And I am not a framer, by no means. I'm not that good with wood. My skill saw didn't even have the right blade in it, Kyle. It was that sad. I had to go and borrow one from my neighbor. And Gil came up with this idea. He says, I want to get a new desk. And I want it to be L-shaped. And I want this and that so I can put my computer's going to go right here. And he's got this great big mouse pad. He needs all this action. I'm not sure for what. So anyway, schoolwork, yeah, right. Not schoolwork. So he says, I want to buy this computer. We priced it, it's $300. Okay. Well, that ain't going to work. Can we just build it? Can we build one? And I'm like, well, yeah, we can build one. What you thinking? And I was like, well, first we got to have a plan. And I'm going to stop right there, and we're going to open up with today's scripture. And I'm going to come back to that story in just a minute. Look at Isaiah 43:1 and look at what it says. Israel's only Savior. Let's read together right there. Isaiah 43:1.
But now, this is what the Lord says. He who created you, Jacob, he who formed you, Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. That is powerful. You are mine. And he's talking Israel. Today we look at the Old Testament, but we have the Old Testament and the New Testament together. Christ came for us in the New Testament. We can look back on this word too and know just how much God loves us. We are his people is what we are. Let's open up right now with a word of prayer and say, Lord, thank you, God, for this wonderful day that you have given us, Lord, and we are yours, Lord. I pray, God, that you will be with us, dear God, as we study your word, Lord, for a few minutes, that you'll open the scriptures up to us, dear God. Help us to read and help us to understand and help us to apply it, Lord, to our life. Help us, Lord, just to be exactly who we need to be for you. In your most precious and holy name, I pray. Amen. When you think about it, Christ is our rock. We're going to use that today. Now, I stopped a minute ago on my story saying that I asked Gil to draw these plans out. Jacob was involved, I was involved, and Gil was involved. None of us are framers, okay? We're not professionals. So we had an idea that we put on paper, and we drew it out, we took all the measurements, and I said, well, Gil, what do you think you need? And he said, I need a smooth surface is what I need. Can we go to Home Depot or Lowe's? And I said, yeah, I think that's a wonderful idea. Let's do that. And so that's what we did. We went over to Home Depot. We found him a smooth big piece of 4x8 plywood that we were going to use for his desk. And I had acquired some 2x4s that I'd found and at work, and they were in the junk pile. So I grabbed them out and said, oh, these will work perfect. So we got us some nails. We got us some screw gun. We got us some screws. We laid it all out. Gil gave us all those measurements, and he lined it all out and said, this is what I want to build. So we had $37 in this project. That's about what we had. Well, probably 40 bucks with the nails. $40. Jacob had the drill already. I had a hammer already. We were ready to go. So we laid out and started. And by the time we got done, it took us about 2 hours, we had constructed one more sturdy, sturdy desk. And it had a firm foundation. I think Jacob wanted to stand on it, but I wouldn't let him. But it was good, y'all. I mean, this foundation was firm. The desk was good. Gil was happy, even sanded down the edges. I said, man, look at here. Look at what we've done. This is wonderful. We've created something right here just using our brains. We got creative. You're in the same boat today because we're being told we're actually doing something that we've never done. But do you realize that most people I've talked to talk about get creative with your walk in Christ? What have you done different? I've talked to some people who said, I spent hours with God on my porch and with the Bible. I've talked to some people who said, I've watched already 3 sermons this morning. You're my 4th one. We're thinking outside the box is what we're doing. We're still growing as Christians. Amen? Amen. That's exactly what we're doing. Always remember that God is our rock. God is our rock. That's what it does. Today's lesson is simple. Due to time constraints on the uploading, because our internet isn't fast enough, we have to be careful. We use the acronym today for ROCK. Remember that you're redeemed. Your foundation is the most important thing we can do when it comes to our walk with Jesus Christ. Hebrews 1:10 says, he also says in the beginning, Lord, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. Remember the first 4 words of Genesis that we take to heart every time we hear it. In the beginning, God, period. In the beginning, God. We always have to remember that. When we were at home, I would have never in 100 years, I couldn't tell you how fast I would have bought an L-shaped desk. But because we had some extra time, because we wanted to, and it was going to be cheaper, because we also want to watch our pennies these days, we built something. I thought it was a wonderful idea, and it gave me time to spend with my son-in-law, and it gave me time to spend with my son. And by the end of it, I think even Jacob was proud of it. I think we're going to build another desk. It's going to be a floating one for Emily. But I'm going to use fishing string and hang it from the ceiling. Don't worry. I got it all figured out. No, just kidding. Remember that when we use the word rock, my R is going to stand for Redeemer. Christ knew we were imperfect. He sent his son Jesus. We keep our eyes on Christ is what we do. Galatians 3:14 says, He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. And we did receive that promise. My O that we talk about, I didn't really struggle with this, but I want to remind you to reach out for God right now. Reach out for Him. Know that He has you right where He wants you. That we all go through trials. Amen? We all do that. It's important that we remember who is in control of our lives at this time. God still has us. Just because we decided to postpone for 2 weeks, and I've got more people in here this morning than I have any other Sunday, but it's because the 10 or more gathering has been restricted. This was our decision as a church to still postpone and to still watch and see what the numbers do, just so we didn't put 50, 60, 70 people in here and we get anybody infected. And you see the cycle, and you want to do that. You want to protect your people. So it was, I agreed with the decision. I really did. Our deacons were united is what they did. And I hope that nobody at home, nobody's going to see this today, is upset with what we decided. We're just going to reevaluate it in 2 weeks. That's all we're going to do. But the numbers are just steadily going up right now. Reach out to God. Always remember, Isaiah 43:10 right there, if you look, says, You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Before me no God was formed, nor will there be one after me. We serve the one and only God. We serve the one and only rock. That is the most important thing we can take away today. Yes, we have had to get creative in how we worship our Lord and Savior. We haven't been. It is important for us to be able to come in here on a Sunday or a Sunday night and a Wednesday and be able to worship together, because it helps us as Christians grow. What has God been calling you along for is the question I'd like to ask today. What is He teaching you through the hard times? Are you being creative in your worship? Those are things that we need to be asking ourselves. We need to be looking at that silver lining and seeing exactly what we have. Reach out to God. Our C today stands for, remember that you're a child of God, that He will never leave us nor forsake us. He never will. Once we have accepted Him as our Lord and Savior, He is ours. We're His. Think about that. It's in our everyday relationship. Whether you're a brand new Christian, whether you've been a Christian for 50 years, you're always growing in Christ. It never stops. You're always looking out. You're always seeing. Look at what 43:2 says. Look at what He says right there in this word. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. Are we passing through waters right now? Amen? We are. We're passing through waters right now. But His word tells us, just like He did, just like he reassured the Israelites, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. The K today is for the key. The key is for knowing and trusting Him as your Savior. 43:2 continues to say, and when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. God will never give us more than what we can handle. Amen? And if He leads us into something, He's going to provide us a way out of it is what He's going to do. He's never going to leave us. He's never going to forsake us. Look at His word right there. Concentrate. And if you have it in your Bible, underline 43:1-2. Underline it and take it to heart. When you're home tonight and when you're sitting there and maybe you've cut off the TV for a minute, open back up that Bible and read it again. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. 3 says, For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. What's the key today? What's the key that we're that we're leaning to, that we're going to. I can tell you all about how we built that firm foundation of that desk for Gil and how it was a wonderful project, and we did it together, and I enjoyed it. We actually laughed some, and nobody busted their fingers. Praise God, you know, and there wasn't no accidents or anything like that. It was just a fun project that we did together. We got creative. That's what we did. I'm asking you to do the same thing today. How are you getting creative for God? Because this is the time that you need to be creative. This is the time you need to be thinking. I hope you are at home, and I hope this is the, what time, what's it, 10:30? I hope this is the fourth sermon you've watched today. I hope you started at 7 o'clock this morning. Or I hope you were out on your porch at 7 a.m. with your cup of coffee and your Bible, and you were soaking up God's Word. That's what we needed to be doing, because when we take our eyes off this COVID and we keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, wow, what a difference that'll make in our lives. What a difference that'll make in our day-to-day that we go through. Keep your eyes on Him is what we need to do. Last place I'm going to lead you today, Romans 10, 9 and 10. Talk about the key to being. And I'm just going to flip over here for just a second. And it's some of my favorite verses. And it says, and just like I told you earlier today, Elvis has left the building. The church has left the building. And I saw that on like a Facebook thing. I thought it was, or maybe I saw it on a t-shirt. I can't remember. But I laughed. It made me chuckle because the church has left the building. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe. Are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in Him will never be put to shame, for there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly bless all who call on Him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Man, I'm so glad I've got a Savior that loves me. I'm so glad I have a Savior that is a rock to me. When all of the ground is sinking sand. You know, God doesn't give me the spirit of fear. He doesn't. He doesn't. He gives me many more spirits that are to call on Him, to praise Him, to worship Him, to find Him in the midst. I think that's exactly what we need to do right now, is we need to find Him in the midst. And He's right there with us, is where He's at. Jesus Christ is our rock. Our firm foundation, and all other ground is sinking sand. As we leave the building today, I hope you take that into heart, as you take that into consideration, that we are exactly where Christ wants us to be. Get creative in your walk with Jesus. That's where we need to be. We're going to reevaluate this. We will be back. We will be right back here. That's wholeheartedly the truth. One day, we will be right back here. We will do it safe, and we will do it the right way, because we want no one to be sick or infected. But we will be back within these walls. We will be loving and praising and singing songs and singing hymns, just like we always do, just like we've always done. Today, I preached a sermon on getting to know Christ a little bit better, about being creative. If anything struck a chord to one of the listeners out there via on the YouTube or on the website, please don't hesitate to call me if you've made a decision today to follow Jesus. Please don't hesitate to call me. Even if you've decided you'd like to join our church family when we resume normal activities, we would love to have you be a part of our service. We would love to have you be a part of our family. And that's what we are. We are a family that is founded on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. That is what we are. So another thing too, if you would interested in rededicating your life, you call me. My number's at autogablebaptistchurch.org. You can find me right there. I'm Brother Michael Gilliard. You can also find us on our Facebook page, which is Autogable Baptist Church, where you can see a lot of the sermons via online. So there's different ways. Also too, today, if there's a giving tab right there, you can also mail your checks to Autogable Baptist Church, P.O. Box 35. There's so many different ways that we're reaching out right now. We're getting creative for Jesus Christ is what we're doing. We're finding different ways. Remember that Christ is our rock. Let's close in prayer today. Father, we just love you and we thank you, God, for this wonderful day. And Lord, the rock that you are, Father God, you are our Redeemer, Lord. We are your children, Father God. All we want to do, Lord, is glorify you, Father God, in this time. All we want to do, Lord, is grow closer to you, Father. We're not sure when our time is up in this temporary life, God, but we know one day we will be with you. And Father, I just pray, Lord, that there is somebody out there today who is struggling with a decision. I pray, God, that you'll bring them, that you'll resonate with them, Father God, or maybe be the thing that goes off that makes them reach out. Don't delay, Father. I pray, God, that you'll send exactly who we need to have, Father God. And I pray, Lord, that you'll bless us, Father God, and that you'll watch over us, that you'll lead us, that you'll guide us, that you'll direct us. Thank you, God, for your powerful word and what it means to each and every one of us, Lord. And I pray, God, I look forward to the day when we can all feel these walls again, Lord. Lord, we love you and we thank you. And these things I ask in your most precious and holy, holy name. Amen. Thank you for watching today. Thank you for being a part of our worship service. I pray that if God's moved in your heart today, reach out and let somebody know. Any of our deacons, myself, however you can get in touch with us. Our numbers are at toggleblebaptistchurch.org. You can find all of us there. And God bless, and we look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks.